this is Andy Coffin, president of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining me for this special premium edition of the People and Projects podcast. I trust you're having a great week. I'm out in Las Vegas speaking at the Better Software Conference, and I'm recording this from my room at Caesar's Palace. And, you know, I got to tell you, from a work perspective, it's a pretty mellow week. You know, I'm not faced with any major situations this week that are seemingly between unpleasant trade-offs. But I got to tell you, it's different at home. There's a foster child that we have some background with who he's really in a critical situation, requiring him to be cared for by someone other than his mother. And we've got enough experience with him to know this is going to be a very challenging time if we say yes to the opportunity for a long term. So do we say yes anyway? Or do we take a pass realizing, you know, his issues are far bigger than we're tooled up to deal with? Yet if we say no, we're certainly going to feel like we're letting the birth mom down. This is a woman we truly care for and have counseled and prayed for over the course of the last 3 to 4 years. Rock and hard place. Do you have any of those? Well, let's talk about how to apply some of the learning from my discussion with Roger Martin. First, what's an example of a decision you need to make that, well, at least at first blush, it seems to be between two unpleasant options? You know, it could be at work, on a project, or regarding a team member, or like mine, maybe it's something at home. But regardless, perhaps the biggest lesson I took from my time with Roger Martin is to not fall into the trap of believing there's only one or maybe only two options. I've been practicing asking the question, is there another way? Or what is another way? You know what I found? There usually are more options than what I originally thought. For example, with this foster child, we're looking to see if there are some ways to trade off with some of their family in the area. Could we partner with some other families that we know who have a heart for helping kids in difficult circumstances? Is there a way to help the mom to develop a plan so the time away from her son is shorter? My point is, there are often more choices than we realize. Let me challenge you. Apply this learning to situations you're facing today. Practice asking the question, what are some additional alternatives to address this issue? But second, let me admit this. You know, it's easy to fall into the trap of limiting our thinking without even realizing it. Here's what I'm working on. Identifying and watching for certain trigger phrases. You know, when I catch myself saying or thinking these phrases, I'm working to force myself to think differently. For example, here's some I'm currently watching for. I wish, or I'll try. As the great philosopher Yoda said, do or do not, there is no try. If I catch myself saying, I wish I had time to fill in the blank, or whatever that I wish is, I'm learning to think about the issue in a different way. For example, in the time issue, either I should allocate the time or not. But wishing doesn't solve anything. Here's another one. Everyone knows, you know, dot, dot, dot. Whether it's me saying it or someone else using it on me, I use this trigger phrase to be careful that I'm not succumbing to what influence expert Robert Cialdini refers to as social proof. When someone tries to convince you that an action needs to be taken because the consensus is, or everyone knows, or everyone does it this way, remember to ask yourself, well, everyone? Who's everyone? And even if it's an enormous majority, does their opinion really matter in this situation? Learn to identify the trigger phrases or patterns of thinking that limit the options you consider. And third, do you remember the Daniel Boorstin quote I shared with Roger in the interview? Boorstin said, the greatest obstacle to discovery is not ignorance. It's the illusion of knowledge. Now, could it be that you're settling for simple answers to complex problems because you're under the illusion of knowledge? I fall prey to this. You know, another of my trigger phrases is related to this point. When I hear someone say they're an expert, I have to tell you, a red flag gets raised. Why? Well, I find that the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And I find most experts I've gotten to know over the years don't flaunt it by reminding people that they're an expert. What's an area that you think you've pretty much settled? You've pretty much got it figured out. Could it be there's less black and white in that situation and perhaps more shades of gray? You know, an important self-leadership trait is to question your assumptions. Expose yourself to alternative ways of thinking. Don't fall into the rut of watching the same news channels or listening to the same talk radio shows. Make sure you have access to people with differing points of view. I don't go as far as Dr. Martin, who might suggest that there aren't any truths at all. However, make sure that what you consider truth isn't just a firmly held preference. Well, let me end with a couple questions for you. What are some of the most important lessons you took from this discussion and the Roger Martin interview? What are some ways that you could apply that learning? I look forward to hearing from you. Send me an email. You know, my wife and I, we haven't made any final decision about this foster child situation. Perhaps even more alternatives will become apparent this week. Some that are even better for everyone involved. Well, I wish you much success in your tough decisions this week. Thank you for being a premium subscriber to the People and Projects podcast. Please let me know what questions you have and if there's anything I can do to help you lead and deliver. And thank you for joining me for this premium episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have a great week.